This is Bird Note. The year is 1900, and the holiday season is approaching. With that comes the Christmas side count, when, by tradition, you'd go out and shoot as many birds as you could. But conservation was on the rise, especially with the formation of the Audubon Society. A birder named Frank Chapman proposed that people go out and count birds rather than shoot them. Today, the Christmas bird count is the oldest bird count in the world, and anybody can participate. We asked Bird Note writer Ellen Blackstone to tell us how she got started.
I went on my first Christmas bird count when I was new to the area, so I had no idea which bird was which, but I went with these two guys. They were both incredible birders. I felt like such a novice. It was cold and miserable that morning, as I recall, until we spotted a snowy owl just sitting on an abandoned runway in an old airfield. That bird must have thought it was still on the tundra. It just sat there and looked all around. It was amazing to see that big white bird on that cold gray winter morning. It made the whole thing absolutely worth it. And the next year, I still didn't know a whole lot about the birds of the area, so I was the official spotter. And that's okay, because every team needs a good spotter. Sometimes the best birders just don't see the birds.
To find the Audubon count near you, begin at our website, birdnote.org. Give it a try.